Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have been having a spectacular weekend. How about you?
Yeah. Fun and games as always, moving along, having a good time.
It's interesting that Jacqueline and I both had spiritual fairs yesterday. And we both were very uplifted by all the people that are trying to bring their spiritual truth to the world. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. You know, and yesterday we had all those anaretic degrees of 29, you know, and I found it fascinating that both of us had it at, you know, you had all these critical degrees hanging out all over the place on themselves. Yesterday, Jupiter was 0 degrees, Pluto was still 0 degrees as it is today, and now we have all these 0-degree planets, you know, it's like, wow. So this is an interesting time we have where shifts are afoot and changes are afoot, and shifts and changes are going to be made during this period of time, especially with Mars and Leo. Mars and Leo really brings a fiery charge. It lights a fire under people's tushes and gets them going.
I love it. I love the way you said that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm telling everybody that Mars and Leo for the next 7 weeks, roar like a lion, purr like a kitten, you know. Allow yourself to be heart open, okay? I like Mars and Leo for a number of reasons because I think it also inspires me. Like, you know, we have to write our thing that we do every month, you and I, to tell people what's kind of what's coming up next month. And so I am going to be probably happy with what I write this month because it tends to inspire me. Truly.
Well,
you've
got all those critical degree planets, you know, hanging out. You love that Leo energy.
Yes, I do. But that's okay because you know what? I like it because when you have a planet on the cusp between two signs. Now, I am technically a Cancer sun, but if I'd been born 12 minutes later, or to Leo, but with my solar light, my self-expression, I can sit home and bake cookies in my slippers and pet cats, and I can go out and talk to 500 people, and I want to get up there, present myself, and knock them dead with inspiration. I have both of that in my chart because of that cusping position. Sometimes they serve us if we have multi-facets of things that we're called to do. Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're the perfect example of this time period because everything is multifaceted like that with those critical degrees. You know, things are in shift, things are moved. You can take this choice or you can take that choice. It really gives you options when you have such flexibility with all the planets.
Absolutely. Now, tonight, we've got a grand fixed square, the dragon involved, Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto. Okay, now, sometimes people look at that and I go, oh, my God. Well, I don't look at it that way. And I'm going to just make a small observation. Okay, so you get a bird, and the bird's in the cage. And the bird knows the boundaries of the cage, and you decide to let the bird free. Well, now the foundation, security is gone, and the freedom's there. And that's how I see a fixed grand square, because you have to understand what your foundation is and then know where you're going to fly when it releases itself. Am I making sense? I think I am.
You are.
So I don't,
it's a good analogy. Mm-hmm. Because, again, if we don't know where we are, if we don't know what our surroundings are, if we're not really paying attention to the true reality of what the position is, how can we fly? And it is about sometimes we have to sit our little butts down and reassess situations and look at it in a different perspective.
I love it, girl. I love it. Oh, my goodness, yes.
So I like your, I truly like your analogy because, you know, here again, yeah, sometimes we're drawn to go out and take charge, and sometimes we're drawn to assess the circumstances and really take a little bit longer of a look at things. And this is one of those where you look a little deeper before taking action so that you know what you have. You know the tools available. You know the direction you're going. You're firm in what you have and who you are.
Absolutely. And then tonight also, that early Gemini sun is in trine to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius. And so I liked that in a way because the Gemini sun can see usually both sides of the question, sometimes a little extreme, but nonetheless, sometimes you have to see it in its dynamic to make the appropriate inner decision, okay? And with Pluto retrograde in Aquarius, I think a lot of us are saying to ourselves, you know, we do want our freedom back. We do want to be the individuals we were born to be. And I'm finding more and more people are getting interested in astrology because every chart that you and I both deal with, Jacqueline, are so unique. And I tell people a lot of times, you know, you can only be yourself. Everybody else is taken. You are a unique creation from the divine on this earth, right?
Absolutely. There is not one chart, even a twins chart, that is identical. Each one has its own personality, its own distinct, unique piece of them on this earth. And the more we harmonize with that, the more we know that, the more we understand that, the more we see the truth of who we are, the better off everybody is. Because it's harmonizing with the universe and our true soul of what our true essence is all about and what we're here to do that makes this a great place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a few clients holding on here. Let's see how we can help them tonight. What do you think?
Okay. We'll do that.
All right. Air code 860, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Amla.
Hi, hey. Amla. Great to hear from you again. How you doing, hey, girlfriend? What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. So much has changed. And talking about what Jacqueline and you were talking about, the shifts, it's so fluid. It's like I can't even keep up with it. It's like, oh, my goodness. It's just crazy. You guys must have my chart up, right? You know, the date.
Now, yeah,
the
you're born in New Britain, Connecticut, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I got you right on screen, sweetheart. And
all
so
right. Cool.
Let's take a look for you. You're such a sweetheart.
Okay. So while you're looking, I just wanted to get, I'm back to basically square one. I told the person how it was actually absolutely beautiful. I told him yesterday because he's actually leaving today, and I knew it was the time. It's been a couple months him and I were talking, and I expressed myself, and he's actually interested in somebody else. But the point is that the three things that I really learned from this experience was he's the first person I've ever met that made me feel safe. He's just so supportive. And then number two is that there are people out there who could unconditionally love you regardless of your outside circumstances. And then number three is the fact that, you know, even when I told him, he still was the same person when he dropped me off. I'm legally blind. He helped me up the stairs. He's just a genuine, beautiful soul. So
lovely.
I have a new friend for life. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's so lovely, sweetheart. I love you. You're so spiritual. You're so good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, how are you doing with your mobility?
How am I doing with what? I'm sorry?
Your mobility.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've lost a significant amount of vision in the last 8 months. Last year was really very difficult, to say the least. It was the most difficult year for my physical aspect. But, you know, I mean, I use a cane and I do what I can. And it's basically, I've slowed down. Like, now it's not about where am I going to go. It's about, is this bringing me peace or is this bringing me chaos in myself? Because it's constantly suffering. You have to do 10 more steps to the average person. It's a lot of work. And if I'm outside of my home, everything is foreign because I don't see well anymore. So your radar is constantly on. You're never off. So there's the stress radar. But in a way, I always question, do I really, using discernment, do I want to go here? Is it going to cause me stress and chaos, or is it going to cause me, like, enable me to have peace within myself? And there's been plenty of times where I say, you know what, I'm not going to go. I'm happy here. So there's a spiritual growth. There's that spirit.
That's great. Yes.
Yeah.
Simple acceptance is a major factor that I think is not talked about enough. To accept things you can't change and do what the heck you can, right?
Exactly. And so, like, that's why my question is, with the Mars being in Leo, and Jacqueline said, I think last week, with its one-on-one relationships, I'm really curious now. Am I ready for the real deal person in summertime? What do you guys feel? I'm just so loved. I'm beaming. And I'm just so grateful for this. It was all a part of the plan, of course. So.
Right. Well, Mars has not quite gotten into... Go ahead, Jacqueline. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're going to go exactly where I went, so I'll let you start. I heard what you're going to say, and I know where you're going, so go.
All right. Mars is not right into your seventh house just yet. It's going to be there in a few days, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking just a few days. And it's been into your sixth house of work and service, and what works for you. But now it's going to the seventh house of long-term relationships, and you're still going to keep this friend. And, again, it's opposing retrograde Pluto in Aquarius right now. And then it's going to move forward, and it's going to oppose your Venus-Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius. So what's happened is your eyes have been fully opened with your higher self and your heart in an amazing way. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so do. Okay. And I'm going to say this because the moon is transiting over your south node. So you questioning it at this point in time is exactly where you should be. I'm just going to say that because you're harmonizing with the star. Okay? Aphrodite is 100% correct. She went exactly where I knew she was going to go. And I am going to say on top of that in a couple months, Venus is going to transit over into that seventh house as well. Okay?
Okay.
So you have a lot of activity coming to you as far as your love life is concerned. Know that you know yourself. You've got this. Okay?
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to say to you. Again, this is going to be a great time for your love life. And your best friend's going to come along, and you're going to enjoy this. So just stay in tune like you are and let everything flow. Know that it's coming.
Do you feel like it's like what you said in a couple of months, that means like July or August? When's that transit move in?
Well, Mars is
like
moving in. Mars is moving in, like I said. I added on top of that because Mars and Venus are going to be doing a dance in your seventh house here.
Okay.
One's going to be at one end, the other one's going to be at the other end. So they're going to be doing this dance coming up, and I don't, it's at right now 15 degrees, so we're looking a month, 4 to 6 weeks, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Venus will be in there. Okay, so there'll be this dance going on between the two of them in your seventh house, and it is all about you knowing your truth, you knowing, okay, this one's right for me, I know it, I can do this, I'm gonna be bold, and
yeah,
it'll be fine, is what I'm saying. It'll be all good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know,
June and July are
lesson.
Both good months for you in different ways. You can also create new girlfriends in this time period, too, okay?
That's awesome.
And they could even introduce you to somebody. That's how cool that is, okay? Some fun with some of your girlfriends, too, and then keep your eyes open and your third eye open also for really cool men, okay?
It's just interesting because I did have a lot of interest, like, whatever, with the past couple of months. And it kind of, like, I'm not used to the attention, but it's weird. It's because I'm so used to, I hate to say it this way, being invisible, that when people actually see me, I'm surprised. I'm like, oh, you see me? It just cracks me up. It cracks me up. But I'm just so happy that this happened because I feel empowered, and this is the first person who didn't run away. He actually was mature enough to be like, you know what, and kind and compassionate, and to be like, you know what, I'm always going to be there for you. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't even know, I'm like, I'm so full of love and light right now with the genuine souls that are coming into my life. It's just, this is all what I've been looking for. And you just said that. I think Aphrodite with the eyes wide open and seeing in a different way. And that's what this year is absolutely about. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, you have learned to love yourself, even though you know you have certain limitations in the world.
Yes.
And I think because of you re-embracing your inner child, more people are coming to you. It's so beautiful.
It's
so beautiful.
And it really is. And it's just like, oh my gosh. It's like, and it's all that, you know, like you, all of us, you know, and you know, you listen to people, the teachers and the healers. It's like, just be, right? Just that simple saying, let it be, just be. And it's so true. When you're just being, you just radiate and you permeate people, and you're just kind of hanging out with yourself, and you're just happy. And
exactly right. I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. I can't wait to call you maybe in July or something and let you know what's going on. But I'm excited about this June and July and meeting new people and meeting new friends. And thank you so much.
Enjoy every minute of it.
I will.
God bless you, dear heart.
God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sweet night, love. Okay. Bye.
Take care.
Such a sweet soul. Oh, my goodness. I love it when she calls in. See, Rafe, next
There's
one.
There's some great people to call in. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I love her philosophy. I love the integrity of her spirit, you know. And, again, most people don't have to deal with what she deals with, but she deals with it like a little angel.
There's some great challenges in life for a lot of people. And, you know, when you rise to that challenge and when you accept it and you work with it, it's like harmonizing with the universe. When you work with it, it gets a whole heck of a lot easier and a whole heck of a lot better.
Mm-hmm. It was so cool. I could hear the joy in her voice. I could. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I love that.
All right, let's take our next person here. Let's see what they need from us tonight.
Hey.
Erica 203, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. Thank you so much. I hung up on myself, so I'm grateful that I got on. And Alma, I listen to Alma talk all the time. She gets my attention because we're both in Connecticut, and I'm so happy for her. I have to say, wow, what a mature way of dealing with the situation. I know her hopes and desires, and wow. And there she gets the reward. She gets a true, genuine friend for life. So I'm happy for her, and I'm impressed. So...
Thank you, because that confirmation, because, again, we were both feeling our hearts vibrating when we were talking to this lovely lady. It was great.
Honestly, I've
listened to
her. So what
do we do for you
so
tonight, Pat?
Okay. I am going to go. I'm making a decision to – I've had a mechanic help me. He's a new guy. He's bending over backwards to fix my car. Today, it's the wheel bearings and the throttle. And I said, how much? He said, I don't know, $24, $42 for the wheel bearings. And then he said, don't take it anywhere else. It's going to cost you $2,000. I said, I know. Anyway, he was fixing up his mother's car, a car for his mother. He's going to sell it to me because his mother's just waffling. I'm just looking for, oh, God, I hope you have blessings for me in the purchase of this car. It's a used Honda Civic. And I want this to be a positive choice. It's so frightening being a single woman alone, you know, trying to buy a car.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you going to use this vehicle for long-distance travel or just local travel?
I'm going to use it for local and then to drive to see, hopefully, my granddaughter, which is an hour and a half away. So are you saying no on that?
This is all local travel then. Okay, got it. Okay.
Is an hour and a half on the highway local?
Yep. Usually about three states is local. If you're going 900 miles or more, that's considered distant travel, okay?
Okay.
Right.
So if you're within 900 miles, and this is just an hour and a half. I used to drive an hour to work every day for years. I mean that, to me,
oh,
that's
wow.
Local travel, but that's just the way I think. I have a Sag moon, okay?
Yeah.
I'm thinking right now the big thing for you is security.
Say it again?
Security and having a safe vehicle to drive. Because Venus is in Cancer, and it's going to be passing over your Mars within a week, and then your Sun very soon after. So you're in a situation where you just want to feel secure and comfortable in the vehicle. Now, as long as it's ergonomically correct for you and you're comfortable in the vehicle yourself, that could be it. Now, Mars is in Leo right now, and it's going to be passing over your Moon. So if you have a good vehicle, you're going to feel a lot braver. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm only going to give you one warning. Make sure the tires are good.
I
the
was thinking of telling...
It's good.
Oh, the alignment? Okay.
The alignment and the tires together? Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking
those are the things you're going to need if you're on the highway.
Okay.
In order to transport yourself successfully and feeling very grounded. That's the only word of warning I have for you. Again, I think this is a gift from the divine for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. I see some, I know you've been through a lot, Pat, but I see some really good changes coming up for you because not only do you have Venus passing over your Uranus, Mars, Sun connection, and Mars passing over your South Node, Moon, Mercury, and Pluto connection over the next couple months. But right now, you also have the Sun that's going to pass over both your Venus and Jupiter. And in that, I say, I truly believe you'll get the right car.
Yeah,
okay?
Me too.
So
I'm with you, Jacqueline. Great. Yep.
The next couple of weeks, there's going to be some great benefits for you. Here's where you get your rewards. So have faith and trust the process and don't worry about it. Because, again, and I know, my little cancer baby, I know, you want to take charge and you want it now. Yeah, I got you, but patience is all I'm going to say. Trust the process, because the next couple of weeks are going to unveil some great stuff for you.
Wonderful. Thank you both. Thank you both. Can I ask
you, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your thyroid normal?
Oh, gosh. Wow. I went to an ND. I've been waiting, trying to get an ND with insurance coverage for 3 years. I went to one. He spent an hour and a half with me. He looked at my records, and he goes, look at you. You're all over the place. You're a roller coaster with your thyroid. And I said, you know, every time I go to my general doctor, he says, you're fine. It's beautiful. It's great. And I've never believed him. And I go to him and I say, what's wrong with me, my exhaustion and this and that? And he said, oh, you're depressed. So this guy is trying to order tests. He can't because he's an ND. Fingers crossed that my regular doctor, who keeps telling me I'm depressed and doesn't look any further, will okay these tests. They're just hormones. So, no, I don't think it is. I've just increased the thyroid in hopes that that will help. I've been
now. Are either one of them endocrinologists?
No,
so I worked for an endocrinologist for 6 years, and the Taurus planets right now are squaring your Leo stuff. Okay, and the Taurus does rule the thyroid. That's why I'm asking you the question.
Yeah,
and it can affect your heart function to a certain degree, also. So if the thyroid's out, it can also affect your emotional heart, which they're calling depression, but it can be glandular, dear, okay? Now, I am not a physician, and I'm not trying to, you know, do that, but I'm just telling you that everything inside me right now says if you see a good endocrinologist, they can really find out the truth about this for you. And then when you do drive and you do get behind the wheel, you're going to be much more grounded. You're not going to have that anxiety response that you can have in tight traffic or bad weather. Your body is going to be speaking to itself in a glandular fashion that is good.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So even if you don't do it right away, I'm just going to encourage you to do it.
Thank you. There is no hope for an endocrinologist. I've been to one, and if I don't fit in their bracket, they're not interested, like he wasn't. My stroke doctor keeps trying to get Yale to take me. I'm in New Haven, Yale, you know, the best, supposedly. They won't take me because I'm not, as far as their records, you know, they won't take me. So my hopes are pinning on this guy who is, you know, looking into, I think, that angle. He saw more in my chart than
any. Well, I was talking to the guy that's cooperating right now, okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes naturopathics can do things too.
Right.
And a lot of the naturopathics are now MDs also, so insurance does cover it. So get yourself in a situation where you make yourself more of a priority, my friend, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying. I'm really trying. Right. And I've been scared. And this is the first doc. I mean, he's concerned about my heart. I mean, this is the first. Here's the difference. Concerned about my heart and, you know, trying to figure out what's going on, wanting to do tests. And this other doctor saying, oh, you're just depressed. You're just depressed.
Yeah. Because when you have Leo, which rules the heart, squaring Taurus, which rules the thyroid, the guy you're talking to right now, he is, from what I know astrologically and with my medical background, he is dead right. Go to the guy that's working with you right now. This is where you need to be.
Well,
because you know what's going to happen? And Jacqueline mentioned this. You're going to be so uplifted.
Yeah.
Because there is a physical counterpart to what you've been going through. And now you're working on your outer world. And now you want to work at look at your inner world and your body. And I think you're so on target here, girl. You're so on target.
Oh,
what do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. I agree.
I have to get one.
Our medical industry is not what it used to be. Okay?
No.
It is about moving from one to the next until you get them to help you. Okay?
Right.
And this is a time where you need to go, okay, this guy's helping me. I'm going to take it as far as I can go. Don't be such a softy. Don't be so, because you tend to be more trusting than what you should. Does that make sense?
It does.
And so when you don't get responses and things like this, you think, oh, well, he doesn't want to help me. And I'm going to say no. You speak up. You talk to him about it. You get him to help you. Well, if you can't do that, can you refer me to somebody who can?
The thing is now I need to get a regular doctor to okay these tests because he can't. And just fingers crossed, my doctor's going to okay it.
Okay.
I'll make it that lucky this time with that Venus connection. He just may say that, okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of blessing lines on you right now.
Thank you so much. I'll let you know.
You keep us posted, sweetheart.
I will.
We have your
back.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. What a sweetheart. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. And I couldn't just ignore it, you know, because, again, you know, this is her life. And she needs to be able to get to the right specialist that can really help her. And everything is a specialty now. You know, they used to be like general practitioners. They could do all this stuff. But it's just not that way anymore in the medical field, you know. And turning into a specialist, it takes months sometimes. It's crazy what's going on out there. But
our medical
industry is. I know. I understand. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Let me see. Where are we at now? Oh, here we are. Area code 678. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. You're welcome. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
So what can we do for you tonight? Have you called in before?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. No, what's your name?
Wanda.
And Wanda, when's your birthday?
6/6/69.
And what time were you born, do you know?
10:36 a.m.
A.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
And where?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Do you still live there?
I thought that was an Atlanta accent.
Yeah. I'm still here.
You still there? You still care?
Yeah.
Great. So what did you need from us tonight, sweetheart?
Well, I wanted to see if you could, I don't know if you saw anything, or you could give me a reading on my love life.
Okay, let's take a look at that for you then.
Are you going to be in Atlanta for your birthday?
Yes.
All right.
She's going to look at your solar return, which is an overview of the year ahead, and she's a master at that. She's amazing. Okay. Now I'm going to look at your regular chart and your transits right now, what you're going through in a moment, and that way we can give you the short term and the full view. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds awesome.
All right. We're going to do it for you. I'm so glad you called in tonight. All right. Let's take a look. You know, I'm a Cancer son, but I have a lot of plants in Gemini. So for some reasons, I just like Geminis.
They're good people.
Yep. And now your chart is really complicated right now. What's going on with you right now in this moment is your Gemini sun, the vertex is passing over it. The sun is moving in that direction. But it's not going to be there for 2 weeks, okay? And you've got some squares to your Virgo planets. Now, your Virgo planets right now, it has to do with the fact that right now you are very hungry, okay? And you are hungry to have someone to share your life, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Okay. I see that right off the bat. Now, have you been talking to anybody?
I've been seeing this guy for like 7 months, and we got into this really bad fight a couple of days ago, like 4 days ago. And so.
And what was the fight about? What was the fight about?
He's very jealous and insecure.
Oh, I see.
He's really
very
possessive.
Really, okay. He wants to be the only game in town.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you don't really need somebody to take away your independence completely because you're Mars and Sagittarius. No. You can't allow someone to own you that way. Okay?
Right.
But the good news is Saturn is approaching your moon in Pisces. And when that happens a lot of times, you find someone that can really feel spiritually the way that you do, okay,
mm-hmm.
that wants to trust. And it's Saturn hasn't been in Pisces for 29 years, dear, and over the next couple of months it's going to pass over your moon. And you could find somebody deeply compassionate, and you talk to each other, and you lose track of time. It's like time doesn't exist. So it's going to be, believe it or not, in square to your Mercury. Now, people say, oh, squares are bad. No. Squares mean the challenge of something brand new that you have never known. Okay? And I think you're ready. You tried this on for size. It didn't work out for a reason because you're not willing to be held prisoner in a relationship. Now, Jacqueline's looking at your solar return. I'm going to give the mic to her right now.
Okay.
All righty then. Okay. Wanda, this is a really good year. I'm not surprised that you're looking at your love life very strongly at this point in time. In your solar return, that Saturn that Aphrodite was talking about that's dancing with, it's conjunct your moon for your solar return. Okay? It sits in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. You've got a choice here. Your choice is, do you want to be a victim and be passive, or do you want to have faith and let that right one drop right in front of you? Okay? There's a lot of stuff going on in your chart.
I love it.
Today, this solar return, you finally get a cold moon. You are such a sensitive creature. Welcome to our world, because I have a Pisces moon as well, okay? I understand how sensitive you are and how, you know, you can be so compassionate for other people and so patient for their behaviors of inappropriateness. But you get a Capricorn moon this year. So what that does is it toughens it up. It really makes you have an ability to really harden your emotions and say, no, I want the right one. I want this honorable one. That Capricorn moon really stands for honor, duty, responsibility, obligation, really giving you a more solid emotion as far as looking at your love life. Now, Mars is going to be in your first house. Mars is a sign of the man, the male, the type of male you're looking for. So it tells me that you're going to become a commodity now when your solar return comes in. The attraction is there. You are only looking for one thing because what rules your seventh house is Aquarius. You're looking for your best friend. A lot of Geminis like calling it their twin flame, but I call it their best friend because you want to sail side by side with somebody. Aphrodite's right. You're an independent individual. But you also want that one that really is in tune with you side by side, okay? So know your boundaries. That's the reason why I'm talking about them. And don't compromise them. Have that faith that the right one can come to you now. And do not compromise that with people who are in fear of, you know, you being off with somebody else or want to consume you. Because that's a neon sign that no. That's a number one no and not in my book. You go away, leave me alone, okay? Because that's not who you want, and do not compromise on that. Yeah. Does that help you out?
Absolutely. I'm behind you 1,000% on this, Jacqueline. 1,000%. Yep.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Anytime,
and you're more than
sweetheart.
Welcome. You keep us posted, okay? Let us know how you do, because we're here for you, and we're here every Sunday night. If you want some feedback, ring us up again, girlfriend, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
God bless you, honey. All right. Bye-bye. Super sweet. I love it. I love it. You know, it's amazing to me, you know, that sometimes you get a kick in the butt, you end up gaining wings. That's all I can tell you.
Absolutely. Realizing, hey, I needed to do that in the first place, so hey, let's fly.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 402, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey there.
Have you called in before?
I have not called in, but it has been many mango seasons since I have seen Aphrodite.
Oh, cool. Oh. All right. What's your name?
Sarah.
With an H or without an H?
Without an H.
Okay. And when's your birthday? Because Jacqueline needs to put it on her computer. Okay.
Gotcha. 4/26/1962.
And what time were you born?
7 p.m.
And where?
New York City.
And where do you live now?
No, not even close. Have not been there since I was a baby.
So where are you now?
Used to be in West Palm, now in Omaha, Nebraska.
Ah, so you knew Aphrodite when she was in West Palm. Now it's revealed.
Yes.
How long have you been in Omaha?
Since 2018.
All right. That's the chart I'm going to use for you. Awesome. All right. Great. I'm so happy to hear from you again, sweetheart. Let's
yes,
up on
I missed you.
And see if we can find out about you. I love when I hear from people from the past with the retrograde Pluto, because I know they're light workers. You're a light worker, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that you reached out to us tonight. This is awesome for me. I'm so happy. Okay.
Yes. I didn't know
so
you were on the show, and then I saw
Jupiter.
A post, and I was just like, oh, my God. How cool.
Now you realize, of course, that Jupiter is going to be passing over your sun.
Mm-hmm.
And it only happens once every 12 years. So your solar light is going to be blessed this year.
Good. I need it.
Yeah. Because, again, sometimes things come when we're not expecting it. And you didn't know that. And that's probably one of the big reasons you called in tonight, okay?
One of them, but facing a major hurdle. I mean, my life has been going wonderfully. Have had more success career-wise in the past since the pandemic than I can even imagine. But the project I'm on is coming to an end in the next few weeks. And I'm also feeling some pulls towards Florida, just some weird signs. And yet I'm very happy, cost of living-wise and a lot of other things in Omaha and weather-wise. So just, you know, my next steps, because I'm going to be having to make some decisions, go out and see what the next doors that will be opening for me is. So that's why I called in.
You have a lot of doors opening. You have a choice of what door you want to open, okay? Florida's a Pisces state. I'm going to start out with your move, because Florida's a Pisces state and Saturn is dead on your Jupiter in your fourth house of your home. okay, in your natal
mm-hmm.
chart. What that means is you have a choice of lifestyles of where you want to live, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really love living in Florida?
People-wise, there's a lot more people I know, but, you know, then again, I've met a lot of people where I'm at now.
And I asked you, which lifestyle do you like? Okay,
I can afford, especially when I've got like 4 years till I turn 65.
Well, yeah, I don't want to look at the monetary part of it more than really where is it most comfortable for you, okay?
Yeah.
Because in here, it is all about lifestyle. It's about that day-to-day living of going to the grocery store or going out with friends or that community support that's going to be. You have a Capricorn moon in your third house. You need to have a tribe. You need to have a community that you like dealing with on a day-to-day basis. You need to like your banker that you go to. You need to like the gas station clerk. This is all the things around you that I'm talking about as far as looking at this is concerned, because Saturn is saying, hey, you know, now you're fully aware, you're fully vested in both areas. You know
mm-hmm.
what you like, okay? It's a matter of choosing which one you'd like. Because on the other
yeah.
side of it, as far as your work is concerned, you're going to be blessed. Aphrodite was talking about that Jupiter going over your sun. Your sun is natally in your sixth house of work. And you're going to be blessed with work. So I say to you, really, it's about... Okay, what do I want for my next lifestyle? How do I want to live day to day? And choose that, and all the rest will fall into place. What do you think,
yeah.
Aphrodite?
I so agree with what Jacqueline said, but I am looking at your Nebraska chart because you're making the decision from Nebraska, okay? So what happens is the planets change houses as you move across the globe, okay? And John and I look at things from different ways. We have different teachers, but our bottom line is almost always the same. So I agree with everything Jacqueline just said. However, let me tell you the most important thing that's going on right now in this chart, and that is that the sun just got into Gemini, okay? And it's in trine to your moon in the fourth house of what makes you feel secure. So I don't think it's so much about your activity. I think it's more about your comfort, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Mercury is in Taurus right now sitting on your sun. So you want to reach out and talk to somebody to give you a sense of balance and peace, and you called us, right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Now Uranus, the planet of surprises and lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love, is sitting dead on your Mercury in your seventh house of relationships. Now, are you going to be making this move with another person, or are you going to look for a relationship? Which is it?
I haven't been in a relationship since 2010.
Now,
but I have a wonderful relationship
with
my cat.
Okay, fine.
And,
well, you're
and I don't feel
Mercury
the need
right
for one. I mean, that
okay.
sounds
that's
so
fine.
Weird, and I fought that all year, like, well, I should have a love relationship, and, you know, everybody, you know, I'm missing out on something, yet
okay.
surprisingly secure in my solitude.
That's fine. But what I'm telling you right
yeah.
now is this is about that if you do not have somebody in your relationship, it's a time for you to say, I need a launch point. I need a great change. I need a sudden parting to a new part of the world or a part that I feel is where I need to be, number one. Number two, Saturn is moving through your fifth house of romance at this time in Nebraska, and it is gravitating between your Jupiter, your plan of good fortune and abundance, and Chiron, the wounded healer. And as Jacqueline pointed out so succinctly, Florida is a Pisces state. You could manifest a beautiful relationship that helps you relax. It's not a lot of work. Something that likes you for just the darn person that you are as a Taurus. Trust me on this. And it's going to be mm-hmm. this year. So I think Jack and I both, our bottom line is, go for it, girl. Go for it, girl. Okay.
And I guess my biggest pull, and probably something he was a wee mite when I knew you. He's now a very ornery 35-year-old, and that's my son. And he's not moving anytime soon from South Florida, but he's also cut off a lot of the family. And
okay.
It's always sort of sitting there. I've released a lot of the pain from it and realizing he just needs some sort of time, but there's not a lot I can do to heal it. He's had a lot
what?
Of loss.
It's not your responsibility anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You raised him the best way you could, sweetheart. You did your personal
yeah.
best. Your Taurus son, you're so supportive. And I have to tell you one thing here. Pluto just got into Aquarius. It hasn't been there since the Revolutionary War in this country. And it's about independence. It's about the individual you are. And it's sitting on your moon in Capricorn. Your moon in Capricorn, you took on a lot of responsibility for your family. I know that. But that time is passing. But because it's retrograde now, it's going to go back over your moon. This is why you're struggling mentally and emotionally with the issue. But it is your time to set yourself free to have your own life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you. It is your time. Okay? If you're coming back to Florida to do anything with your son, I say don't come back.
Yeah.
Okay? It is about your time. It is about your space. Aphrodite is 100% correct that we all have a personal journey. And I know it's hard. This is an appendage, like having your arm cut off and dangling out there in Florida while you're in Nebraska. And all you want to do is make sure that that arm is good and workable, okay? This is a phase, okay? Each person has their own journey. He has to find his way on his own, okay? So it is about you, and I go back to it like Aphrodite said, it's about you finding your happiness, your peace, okay? Nebraska really isn't that far from Florida. So if you want to come back on a vacation or have some fun, I'm sure you can. It's really up to you which way you want to go. I see that Florida has some great advantages for you. But in this cycle, it's about what did you learn about that, okay? Because it's all about that Saturn sitting on your Jupiter. Know the past. Know the reality of what you would be walking into before moving.
Yeah. Again, I'm getting more of that lately. You know, it came and, you know, I've always been taught not to ignore signs. So when the signs came up, I was real like, this has not even been on my plate. And, you know, but then again, I had a reading. I have another friend who does a reading because I'm in a group of light workers. And,
Beautiful.
You know, she also said this much of the same, you know, where, yeah, there's a pull, but, you know, there's a whole lot of dredge up in the past. And also, you know, what are you leaving? There is more to discover where you are. I guess that's the best way to put it. Like,
you know,
I haven't, there's doors I haven't even opened here.
You can only be yourself. Everybody else was taken. Your children will move on. People and friends and family, they have to live their own life, and they're all unique individuals. So right now, honey, it's about you. Okay?
Yeah.
So be your best parent. Reawaken your inner child. Move forward knowing it's time to have fun. Enjoy the retirement years because you're approaching them. And you need to understand that everything you have done, every beautiful gift you've given, all support you've given, it's written in what they call the memory of angels or the Akasha. Now it is time for you to reap the fruits and the rewards of all your integrity. and responsibility you've taken in the past. It's time for you to be set yourself free. With Pluto sitting really where it is right now, seriously, it's time for you to understand and love the unique person that you are. Okay?
Sounds like a plan. And thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it all.
In.
Yeah,
let's
I just
posted. Let us know how you're doing, sweetheart. I'd love to hear from you again. This is great.
Yeah,
thank
I'm
you
so
much for
I'm
calling
so blessed.
In tonight.
I mean, I can't. You know, I look at people and I am so blessed, so charmed,
yes.
So many things. But yeah, it's just, you know, when you come to those big decisions, I've lost the people in my life that no longer used to guide me. You know, the parents and all of that. And, you know, it just comes to sometimes I've got to reach out and hear from people that, you know, can look at things more objectively. So I'm thanking both of you.
Oh, bless you, honey. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Have
thank
a sweet
you.
Night,
and thank
okay?
you, Aphrodite. You take care. It's
God
so good to
you,
see
sweetheart.
You when I see you around.
Yes.
Take care.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
That would be great, sweetheart. Okay. Bye-bye. Wow, right on her friggin'
That's
moon.
So
oh,
cool.
My goodness. Yeah, it was so cool. Well, we've only got 3 minutes left. They have one more person that's been holding on. Do you want to go for it?
How about we do that?
All right. Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, my favorite ladies. How are you all on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon? And thank y'all for taking my call.
I knew we had
You're
to
awesome,
take
girl. What's shaking?
My neck. I was diagnosed, short story, a few years ago, several years ago, with arthritis, and it's in the C-something vertebrae, two of the C-something vertebrae, and it just have been giving me fits. Oh, God, for the past 2 weeks, maybe three. So I was like, I just had to call you all to see if anything going on astrological-wise, health-wise in the chart that I need to do, don't do, stop doing, add to. Short version, I just got some devil's claw powder, the extract. So I just got it like 4 days ago. So I'm trying to do more natural stuff. For the arthritis that, as you know, it aggravates your joints, muscles, nerves, blah, blah, blah. But that's the extent. So I'm going to yield the floor because I know it's getting up to that time.
Well, can I answer that very quickly for you? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jacqueline. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to override.
Have you tried ice on it?
Yes, I've been going between ice and heat. And
don't go to the heat.
Okay.
Let it rest. It's hot already is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, and I'm trying to figure out how to put out the fire. Yes.
So we want to get this down. I'm also going to suggest turmeric quartz. So I'd like you to do either turmeric oil or start taking turmeric internally or however you want to do that, okay?
Okay.
And a simple fact, I'll hand it over. I'll yield the floor to Aphrodite.
Okay.
Okay. Taurus rules the neck. Jupiter just got into Taurus a couple of days ago. It's going to be there for a year, okay? And what Jupiter does, it's the good news planet, and it magnifies everything it touches, okay? Some of this is actual, okay? Some of this is bone-generated. But it is the nerve that I'm worried about. Now, the nerve, and Jacqueline pointed this out very well, that you want to de-inflame the nerves, and that ice will do that. I love what she said. She's perfect.
Okay.
But the other thing I want to tell you, you have to support that neck every minute right now. Every minute. The more you love your neck, don't get mad at the pain. Don't get frustrated. Say, okay, you're telling me, you're hurting me because I help you rub your neck. Wear a little round pillow under your neck when you're sleeping. Make sure you're ergonomically correct in your car. Do everything physical to support that neck. Now, there is a nerve here that the right chiropractor or the right healer that works with the nervous energy, which many do now, the metaphysical people, you want to work on relaxing that nerve. You're carrying too many burdens on your shoulders and throwing your neck out, okay? So whatever burdens you're carrying right now, and your invisible burdens, they might be about, because it's about family, friends, your own security, whatever those burdens are, either drop them down and give them to the good Lord right now.
Okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Say, I release responsibility. I have done my best, Lord. I will have you do the rest, Lord, and let it go and do it every day. Right now. Am I making sense to you? All right. Because you know what? This is something that is involved with the actual matrix of your body, but it's also in your nervous system. Your nervous system is made up of all these nerves. And nerves, when they're pressed too much, they're compressed, or they don't have support, they're going to give you pain because it's letting you know you need to help this body that you're wearing. And Pluto is sitting between your Saturn and your Jupiter right now. So if you do your best to love your neck, support your neck, do the appropriate things you need to do, and they have these energetics they can use from the chiropractor's habit. It's a vibrational element they put on you, and you just relax, you listen to music, they put it on you, it relaxes your neck, and it eases the nerves too, okay? Because vibration can do it, but I so agree with everything Jacqueline said too. Cold is good, but comfort at the end of the day is even greater if you've been stressed out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to get my cold pack. After we get off the phone, I'm going to get my cold pack and sit in the chair.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
I know what you want. I want you to play good music and lay there and really relax with it. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Do that, because music, certain things, 528 megahertz helps the nervous system.
Okay.
It can even heal DNA. And you can get it free on YouTube. And I'm going to recommend something for you that I really love, okay? Enya, their music has been renatured to 528 megahertz. You can lay there with the ice on there. Relax your shoulders as much as you can. In other words, don't have your shoulders up about your ears. Let them totally relax as you have the ice on you.
Right.
Listen to the music. Don't do it more than 15 minutes, though, okay?
Okay, so I should relax
for another 15 minutes. If you want to do it another time, you can. Don't overdo it because, again, you want your circulation to be good in the area, too. And your blood circulation needs warmth to circulate to the area you're treating. So do them both simultaneously, okay?
So do the 15-minute cold pack and the music simultaneously? I missed it after that.
Correct.
Yes, and then let your neck just relax, and make sure your shoulders are down and your shoulders are not up around your ears. Keep yourself relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for a while. Listen to the music, and then if you feel I can do one more, then do one more. Listen to your own psychic stuff. You get so much psychic energy in your chart, honey. Listen to your own psychic stuff. You will be led to do this the right way if you do it calmly. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
All right, girl. All right. Love you, babe.
Well, thank you.
As always.
I love you all more. I love y'all. Grande, muy grande, grande, muy. Very big, very much. Thank you.
Very big, very much. It is exactly what you said.
Yes.
God bless you, sweetheart. Sweet night.
All right. Thank you all so much. Have a great rest of you all Sunday and a great beginning of the week.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. I love y'all more. Thanks.
Love y'all more and more. All right. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And where can people reach you, Jacqueline? I know you might be going from Florida to Ohio, so how can people reach you? The usual number?
The usual number, 772-286-2720. How about you, Dr. Dennis?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. We're so happy to do this show every Sunday night and help you out and support you on your journey. Many blessings to all of you, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Have a good week. Good night.